have to answer all of those questions.
Don't worry, it'll be brief. It won't be too long. Okay, since I'm with Pastor Shirley Price.
No.
Shirley Holloway.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And how long have you lived here in Oakland?
I lived here in Oakland since 19. I graduated in 69. About 70, since 70, 1970.
Okay. So what part of Oakland?
East Oakland.
East Oakland, okay. So if you were to sum yourself up in a sentence, how would you describe yourself? Who are you?
I'm a mother, sister, aunt, granny. They call me everything.
Okay.
And I'm a child of God.
Okay, no, that's right. So how do you think people perceive you?
They perceive me in an upbeat mode.
Okay.
I don't like to, when I talk to people or when I'm around people, and I can sense when you are down or depressed. Mm-hmm. And I love lifting people up.
Okay.
Because some people want to step on you when you're down.
Right, right.
And people know me that are, you know, that I know and know of me and know me.
And they know, like, instead of stepping on your back, you're going to hold them, give them a hand to kind of lift up.
Yes, I do.
That's right. That's beautiful. So, next question is, how did you arrive to be the person that you are? Like, meaning your journeys, what experiences and life changes, you know, whatever you want to share that made you the lady you are today?
Well, I have to go back to my father.
Okay.
He was, from the time I was born, he was a deacon in the church. Mm-hmm. And he always said the truth will set you free. He never believed in doing anything wrong. And what he instilled in me, it have gotten me this far. He died in 04.
Okay.
And I've lost some more sisters and brothers.
Okay.
But just that strong upbringing and that he instilled in me.
Okay.
And now I'm trying to instill that into my great-grandkids.
That's right.
And my grandkids.
Keep the positive blessings going within the family, right?
Right.
Okay. Mm. All right. So here's another question for you. What does gentrification mean to you? You can be honest with your answer. You can be totally honest.
I was reading that on that paper. Oh my God. Gentrification. First of all, as I think back, let me think about that question.
Okay, well, how has living in Oakland impacted your life?
Since living in Oakland, first of all, back in the 70s and 80s, I loved Oakland because of the variety, the different ethnicity people that was living in my area and still living in my area.
Okay.
And I worked until my kids got up and graduated. And I loved it because I had the bus stop, I had the school, and I had the dental office, the doctor's office.
Okay.
Everything was, you know, I didn't have
close
to go out of my area.
Yeah, so all
and
the
I
main
love
things.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So here's another question. What one thing could you change about your community if you had the power to change one thing? What would that be?
I would have more of a mixture of different races in my area.
Okay. And why so?
Because I think we all need to be about, know about each other.
Okay.
Now, when I was there, I've been here for so long. And I've seen my neighborhood grow, and I've seen it go down.
Okay.
And I've seen it come up. And I've seen people move out, and now people are trying to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
But But it's like there's no room.
Okay.
There's always room, but you know, where you left and went somewhere, now you want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I was there, I was trying to tell them, no, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody coming in, I can't find this out here, and I want to come here. You know where I can find this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to the point where you start wondering what's going to happen next.
Okay.
So we just have to deal. I just deal with it.
Okay. So what are your hopes within? In the future, within the next 5-10 years, for yourself personally, do you have any goals set or anything you want to achieve within the next 5-10 years?
Well, 2 years ago, I became the pastor of a church.
Awesome.
And that's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
So my focus is on that. Mm-hmm. And the late Bishop Grogan deceased.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that the church that's out west?
No, it's open? Right here on 75th and Rosedale.
Okay.
And he had a big following. He licensed so many ministers and deacons, deaconess of Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people come. And a lot of things he did, he taught us. And I'm trying to keep that going.
Okay.
And that's my focus.
Okay.
Until God called me home, that's where I'll be stationed. Right now, I got a letter from the Treasury that my 501c3 is on the way. I had to change a lot of things, change the name of the church, and get my own organization because we couldn't use the name anymore.
Right after his passing.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And we did that, and that was kind of hard because I never experienced that.
All right.
And once we get that, then we're going to open up a food pantry for the neighborhood.
Oh, that's going to be nice.
And next Saturday, we're having a yard sale.
Okay.
We're going to donate some things to the people in the area.
Okay, so you guys are giving a giveaway then?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So do you bring any pictures with you today?
You know what? My son have a book. I had my great-grandkids there. They spent the night. And I put the book, and I said, I hope I have everything. I had a family portrait.
Okay.
And I told Devon, I went off and left the heat, but.
Well, you know what, you can tell me. I have a pretty good imagination. I use my visual. So, my mental.
Uh-huh.
So tell me, who, what, you know, person or persons or people that hold the most significance in your life?
Oh, the person that holds.
Or people, yes, yes.
Okay, my family.
Okay. Anybody in particular or the entirety or?
Well, I have a sister that we communicate every day. She's in Louisiana.
Okay.
And everything happens. She calls me regardless of what time of night.
Mm-hmm.
We talk constantly, like she lived next door.
Right, that's a beautiful thing.
She gives me her input and tells me how I've helped her along the way to get off different drugs and stuff and get her life together. She licensed. She came out here and Bishop licensed her.
Okay.
And now she's doing volunteer work, going to the senior citizen home and doing things.
Awesome.
And she's very dear to me. And my family, I have a son and a daughter. When I need them, they're there. My husband is, I've been married for 32 years, be 33 next year. And the doctors say you have Alzheimer's, and he's in a facility. And I go there every Wednesday. Well, I'm there all the time. But on Wednesday, I go there and sing with them. And to see those little ladies get up out of their seat and just start doing whatever. It's a blessing.
Yes.
Some just pat their feet because we sing old songs.
Okay, songs that they remember singing when they were growing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my husband is there. And I just, when I go there, I feel rejuvenated. Yes, so that it's just a lot of things I hold dear to me that are dear to me.
Okay.
But then I have some grandkids and two great grand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So the last question, hon. So what does Oakland mean to you?
Oakland.
Yes.
Buffalo mean a lot to me. I went to school here. No, I went to school in Berkeley, but just being here, it means the people, for one thing, means a lot to me. Sometimes when I'm in the grocery store and I have a shirt that say Louisiana or Cali Girl or something like that, and it's like people are so nice to you. You know, you can say, good morning, how are you, God bless you. Oh, that starts a whole conversation. People want to know. They want, you know, I hugged a person. I said, ma'am, can I give you a hug? She said, ooh, I love that so much. And I start thinking, that might be the only hug she'll get today.
Right.
But that meant a lot to that person. And when you find people like that, or you see, I do. I run into people like that in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And that means a lot.
The power of love, huh?
Oh, yes.
And kindness, yes. Goes a long way.
Because, you know, somebody might got up this morning feeling bad or on the wrong side of the bed, my grandmama used to say, and just a kind word would turn things around.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, just plain, you never know how people are feeling.
That's right.
Yes.
And, you know, I look at the world situation, it could be some of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you see somebody isolate themselves. You go over there, how you doing? Oh. Okay, I wanted you to see those pictures.
Well, maybe I get to see them a little bit later, hopefully.
Okay.
So, but I appreciate your time, Pastor.
Thank you,
Pastor Holloway.
Yes.
Yes. So
I got to get used to that. I've always been a minister.
Well, you have a great weekend. It was nice listening to you.
Yes, nice talking with you too.
Thank you.
All right.